Welcome to our podcast. Cheers, Teddy.
Cheers. But anyways, I tweeted, I talk a lot of shit about Winnipeg, but at the end of the day, there's nowhere else I would rather call home than this great city. #, I hate Winnipeg.
Really? That's a
difference. Speaking of artists, if you dug the intro music to our show, that was actually a local band known as the Weaker Thans.
To be a part of the Grammys gift bags, as well as the Oscars.
Yeah.
So a Winnipeg company made it inside of the Oscar and Grammys gift bags, which is...
And that's huge, because then you got all the celebrities who are...
Welcome back to 204-411. I'm your host, Jeff Schultz.
And I am Teddy Jean Gilmartin.
I hope you're doing well out there, Winnipeg. We got a pretty decent show for you, and we want to tell
It's pretty decent.
It's pretty decent,
you know. It's alright. I mean, whatever. It's not our best work, but...
Yeah, it's okay.
Just kidding.
You know, we threw something fun together here for you, and I got actually a little bit of a different kind of content. I know we've been doing a lot of music and a lot more kind of local things, but I'm going to kind of switch focus this time. I'm going to talk about some different events, and the first one I want to talk about is the pet show that's going on this weekend.
Yeah, oh my god.
It's kind of cool, actually. It's
Where
at
is
the
it?
The convention center, and so it's a whole variety of pets. I mean, it's not just your traditional cats and dogs. I'm assuming you're going to
really?
See some lizards and birds and
Okay, what happens at the pet show?
Well, I think it's more of like kind of an expose. I think there's going to be behavioral classes. I think there's all sorts
oh
of...
Oh my.
Yeah, so I'm also assuming there's going to be some exotic animals there just on display, which would be really cool to see.
Can I tell you a cool story about exotic animals? I
yeah, of course.
Right now or later?
Right now. I want to hear it because I haven't seen that many exotic animals. I'm a Winnipeg boy, but I know you've done some traveling.
I have. I went to Thailand a few years ago. I was only there for a few weeks, but I went to this market, and I don't remember the name of it right now. It was definitely not English, and it was how many years ago? A few years ago, it was named the, like, biggest place in the world for illegal exotic animal trafficking.
Oh,
and when
that's kind of sad.
It is. It's very sad. And when I got there, it had stopped being the biggest, but it still was. Like, I saw giant full alligators in the middle of this market. And a kangaroo.
I wonder who
in
would buy
Thailand.
Those kind of things.
There was a kangaroo in Thailand.
That's weird.
Like, how did you get... And it's illegal also, so that was a little
yeah,
bit sad.
Yeah, I could imagine that. How big was it? Was it like a human-sized one?
It was a full-grown one. It was a full-grown kangaroo.
So was it like your height?
You're
like 5 foot, what, three, four? Yeah.
Four and a half. I mean, five on a good day.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah. When
your
heels on or something.
Yeah. Well, I don't think there'll be any kangaroos.
No? I remember one time, this is another thing off topic, I couldn't believe I saw this, but it was a kangaroo boxing match.
What?
And it was literally a human fucking kangaroo. I think it was a gif on...
That's not allowed.
I know, it was definitely, but it looked like people were getting into it, and it looked like a modern video, so...
Oh my god.
It was pretty strange to see, and I... You know, it looked kind of like one of those bar games, actually, to tell you the truth, because it was like some chick fighting this guy, and they had boxing gloves on, but this kangaroo just beat the crap out of her. So, I mean, it's not
like
it was animal cruelty at that point. I think it was more animals... Getting their vengeance back on humans.
Well, do you know how much tickets are or anything?
I'm not too sure. I didn't get to see.
I'm looking it up right now.
If you
want to
take a look for us.
Yeah, I will.
But I know that it's kind of, it's almost like a trade show kind of thing. So there's going to be a lot of new products and things.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different things now
for
animals.
It's for people who love their pets.
Well,
I love my pet.
Yeah, you got a little kitty and I do too.
Oh my God.
And I know he's been super stressed. So I was thinking about going down and checking out some of the stress remedies that they have because I know that there's... I know that the vet can prescribe things like pheromones that you can spray around your house, but I know that they have all sorts of little things that you can purchase, like that you can plug in, actually, almost like a deodorizer, and it calms the animal down if it has a stressful environment, like if you're away a lot of the time. So.
Yeah, so there's birds and stuff on here. Like, it's going to... Oh, there's a parrot. Yeah, I'm not sure how much it costs. I'm waiting for my internet, but it says that it's also run by the same company that does, like, Wonderful Wedding Show, Winnipeg Baby and Kids Show, like... This is like a Showtime Productions. Like, this is a big deal.
Yeah, like, this is going to be a big thing. And it looks
like
they also have kind of
have
performances done by agility dogs. In the ring. Kind of like you see on television where they run little courses. And...
Yeah, Extreme Dogs Entertainment Ring, Posh Dog, Canine Wellness, Spa. Fish and Bird World, Prairie Exotics Reptile Island, Best Wet Pet Foods Critter Corner. A cat zone. Oh my god, this is honestly like.
Click on it. I want to see if you can actually bring an animal to these things, because I don't think you can bring your animal. That's the one stipulation. I believe.
Visit the cat zone and find your perfect furry companion. So it's like you can adopt.
So this is it would be kind of a situation where if you're looking for an animal, you can also purchase one or adopt one at a lot of these places.
But don't bring your dog necessarily.
Yeah, but it's not one of those. I don't believe that you can be shopping with your animal in that kind of way.
But you could get a little kitten foster.
Oh.
You can literally kitten foster. Oh my god.
Oh, I better not go, because otherwise I'm going to get a little kitten for my guy to hang out with.
Oh my god. Okay, yeah, don't go.
Yeah.
I'll go.
But anybody else, I might actually, it might be a good time. Like I said, I was going to go down there and check out just some of the stress remedies. So maybe if I just stick to that and stay away from the kittens, I won't adopt anything.
Speaking of which, my cat is literally sitting between us.
Yeah, she's
cuddling up
really
to
good.
Us, which is fantastic. Usually she's meowing and destroying our podcast.
Yeah, so anybody is looking for it, check out the winnipegpetshow.com, and that's
cool.
This weekend, the 24th and 25th.
Right on.
There's also something going on at the Manitoba Museum of Man and Nature that starts this week that I'm really excited about.
Mm.
It's called National Geographic Presents Earth Explorers.
Oh my god. National
Geographic,
honestly,
has brought kind of like an exhibition, I should say.
Exhibition.
And I'll pull it up, just give you kind of a rundown. They got some exploration vehicles you can go into that are
cool.
Off-road. They have a 3D submersible that you can take a
Is
simulated
there a lot of photographs?
Because
it's National Geographic, so it should be pretty.
I'm not too sure. It looks pretty interactive. Like they have,
cool.
It looks like they have some kind
Come
of...
Come face-to-face with a great white shark.
Yeah.
I did that as well. That's another story.
It looks like they have some iPad interactive game exhibits and things like that. They had a picture of the great white actually on the front page, where he's just like a huge full-size great white that he's swimming along in the simulated ocean. You can soar in a virtual hot air balloon over the savannas. And there's also a whole bunch of insects from the Amazon you can check out, which
cool.
might be kind of cool. So
that's
going on actually for quite a while. This it's been going on since October 3rd.
It goes on until April
later.
24th.
But yeah, so it's just starting up here. And it pretty much is kind of what it says. You can come explore one of five Canada's the planet's most spectacular ecozones.
Cool.
The polar regions, the rainforest, oceans, mountains, and caves. So, I mean, it could be a really good place for, you know, some
kids.
Parents and kids to go check
yeah.
out, or even somebody
who
really likes the museum and is looking
yeah.
for something different to do.
It's probably not too pricey either, and you could just take a date there. How much
yeah.
would you impress her?
I'm not sure. I mean,
tons.
Like, it depends on your date,
depends
right?
Depends on the gal.
Like, it depends
on the gal.
You
impress me a lot. Take
yeah,
me there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I've always enjoyed the museum, and it's nice to see them kind of do something a little bit different for once, because, I mean, I love going and seeing the simulated old town and the buffalo exhibits and the, you know, the little tiny miniatures of the old Aboriginal communities and things. But it, like, I kind of wish that they would start doing almost like the exhibition town or hall would do down on Portage, when they bring in traveling exhibits. And it looks like they might actually be starting to do that. So
yeah.
it's cool. And also allow more of a science-y kind of aspect to come into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Like, I love Touch the Universe in the basement of that place. Have you ever been to that part?
Wait, what do you mean?
Okay, underneath.
Like the one that's been there for like ever since I was
yeah,
a child? And yeah,
forever.
Oh yeah, with the mirror room?
Yeah, the mirror room.
Oh,
that's
my
what it's
God,
called. It's called Touch the Universe.
Oh my God, I
yeah.
never knew. The mirror room is the only thing I remember from there. And wearing those little socks.
Yeah.
Oh.
That thing is so famous.
Oh
so.
My gosh. Like, that's been there for so long.
Yeah, somebody actually Snapchat a picture from there from our class. And I was just like,
really?
Oh, it brought me back to my childhood.
You have
so.
Snapchat? I don't have you on Snapchat. Let's do that later.
Okay. So what do you got there?
I
know,
have so many
actually,
pamphlets here.
What we should talk about is what you did this weekend, Teddy.
Yes, yes.
You went to
okay.
a really
oh, great.
Cool
I knew
concert.
There was something that I really wanted to talk about, but
yeah.
I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I went to, I mean, I've talked about it tons on the podcast already. I went to the Rose Landreth and Donovan Woods concert on Saturday.
How was it? Tell
it was,
us all about
it. It was so good, guys. Like, honestly, like, I mean, I saw them before. And they were at a smaller venue, and now that they've gotten a little bit bigger, and they've won a Juno, they went to a bigger venue at the BERT, and Donovan Woods, that opened for them last year, opened them again this year, which is awesome. They've built such a great relationship, and they're both such amazing musicians. Like, Donovan Woods is also the most hilarious person on the planet. Like, you can go and not even listen to his beautiful voice and just sit there and laugh, because he just makes fun of himself and why he wrote these songs.
So who is he? He's the opening act?
He's the opening act.
Part of, okay.
No, he's the opening act, and he is from Ontario. He just plays the guitar, and he has this amazingly, like, light, airy voice, and he's this, like, adorably pudgy, big bearded man, and you do not expect it. And then all of a sudden, he just starts making you laugh so hard you want to cry.
It's like Shrek singing, like, beautifully.
Literally, that's it. But he's just, oh, he's so sweet. And he told the story about, I always wondered what his song Sask was about. Obviously, it was about Saskatchewan, but, like, why he.
It's not about Sasquatch?
Not about Sasquatches.
Oh.
I mean, that's a little bit sad. That would be good. I actually have a... There's a artist that I'll talk about at some point, and he has a song... He's from Winnipeg, and he has a song called Me and You and Optimus Prime.
Oh, okay.
It's actually really funny.
We'll talk about it later, though. That sounds good. Sounds almost Jack Black-ish.
His name is James Struthers. It's very funny.
Cool. Well, I know you were telling me a little bit about the concert earlier and how they had, like, a jam session
with
all the bands.
Yeah, it was wild.
What's
literally
that all
like,
about?
Okay, so Donovan Woods, awesome job. Bros came on, they do their thing. You cry because the music's so gorgeous. And then all of a sudden, near the end of their set, they're like, and here is the Dirty Catfish Brat Band. Welcome them to the stage. And all of a sudden, these,
no
which
way.
I've talked about them before.
They came on?
They came on the stage, and I've talked about them before. They're a Winnipeg brass band. They're so cool. They literally, their aim is to make you dance. Like, they have the most groovy music, and when I, heard of them, I was walking to the LC on Osborne, and I just heard this, like, insane music, and I saw this entire crowd of people. Yeah, literally, the most groovy. This crowd just,
cool.
like, clobbering them. And everyone's dancing. Like,
oh, they were there live?
They were there live.
No,
they were playing
yeah.
right in front of the LC. They had two videographers. They must have been making some video. And, like, my friend Mandy, who is very, like, I wouldn't say stoic. That's not the right word. But she's not much of a...
Reserved?
Yeah, she's reserved. She doesn't dance.
She wouldn't be dancing in the streets?
No, no, no. She's not a dancer.
Dancing
but she was dancing.
Streets.
That's how group... Get it? Get it? That is how groovy their music is.
Cool.
Is that... Like, anybody can dance to it.
So did they play with the Bros Live?
Yeah, they came on stage. There was saxophone, two trumpets, and a trumpet, a tuba player. And, yeah, they jammed out so hard, and then they invited Donovan Woods back on stage, and he played with them. And, like, the last song, after the first standing ovation, was incredible. It was so loud. And I think the best part of the show is that... it's from Winnipeg, and mm-hmm. that these are Winnipeg people, and that everybody there was there to support Winnipeg, you know what I'm saying? And the atmosphere is insane, and they kept telling us, like, thank you so much, this is our hometown, we love it here. It was so good.
Sweet, that sounds really good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to really do a good plug here for
Comic-Con
that's coming up. I know we've talked about it so many times, but I'm really pumped on it.
So pumped.
And
C4.
It's really like Nerd Christmas, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And I shouldn't even say it like that, because it's growing into something even more than that, where it's like kind of a celebration of all this art and culture and music and, well, not so much music, but like movies and film and things that really reflect the fantasy and sci-fi genre. And, you go down there and there are people who have got body paint on, they're running around and everything, so it gets a little...
I'm actually genuinely
a little
excited.
Interesting, so...
I don't know anything about it, but I'm excited to see the kind of people that are there.
It's gonna be so good.
Have you gone before?
Yeah, I have, totally. I went a few years back, and I've gone a few times, actually. And I went there and did kind of a similar thing like we were gonna do, where we're going to go around and dress up and interview people on their experience at the Comic-Con.
Yeah, we're going to do that, so tune in for that.
And we have a few people lined up that we know are going to be doing kind of a promotional thing for their some of the products that they're putting out. There's this podcast that's called the... what's it called? Something Plus One. We'll have to get that on you, and we're going to interview Jason and talk about him. It's kind of exactly up the C4 alley, where it's just like... geek culture and video games and movies all talked about. And then we also have Matthew, who's going to be having his comic book being promoted.
Can't
there
wait.
So he's got a really great comic book coming out, and so tune in for that at the C4, and check it out also if you guys are looking for something to do over the Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
It's a great place to
It'll
dress
really
up as
fun.
Your favorite character, go have some food, and check out all the fun. I mean, there's video game tournaments.
There's
and,
after parties, costume contests.
Yeah, and there's also the stuff you can buy, too. Like, I like just going and checking out all the different kind of stuff that you don't get to see a lot of the times. Like, all these different like back cuts of movies or even like old toys and things that maybe you recognize from your childhood. You're like, wow, like I remember having that old Ninja Turtle or something, you know?
Oh
like
my God,
something
yeah.
super cool.
And
like
who's
that.
This who's the guy that's coming that's like really special?
Oh, Gary Busey is gonna be here.
Yeah, who is that again?
So Gary Busey is
this guy. Oh
yeah.
my God, yeah.
Yeah.
the crazy one. How yeah. What is he in? Like,
oh, he's in so much. And honestly, the thing I remember him and what he probably is
Celebrity
best.
Apprentice.
He was on Celebrity Apprentice. He was on Celebrity Rehab.
Oh my God,
he
yeah,
was
yeah.
also Buddy Holly in the Buddy Holly story back in his debut
in the
70s. And he actually sang and acted. And it was an amazing movie. It was on Netflix. I'm not sure if it still is. We got a couple of Power Rangers coming down.
Oh my
down.
God, Walter Jones,
yeah.
Power Ranger. He's a Mighty Morphin. This guy. Oh my goodness.
Oh, we have the Doctor from Star Trek Voyager.
Oh my God, that is my childhood right there.
We have Jake Busey from Starship Troopers, Gary Busey's son. We have
Ensign
Kim from Star Trek Voyager. That's
Oh yes.
We have Gates McFadden who played the Doctor on.
The seventh
Next
Doctor,
Generation.
Doctor Who,
yeah.
which my friend Mandy, talking about her, she loves Doctor Who. Like, Doctor Who is a big deal.
We have Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which I know is probably a big deal for some of the girls in my generation.
Buffy.
Because he was a cutie back then. They have Admiral Akbar from Return of the Jedi, so that's kind of cool. You can come down and...
Oh, a Walking Dead... A zombie from The Walking Dead will be there.
Cool.
That's
very
so
cool.
cool. Yeah.
So we got a whole lineup of stuff at the C4 coming up this weekend on the, or not this weekend, I'm sorry, the next weekend, October 30th to the November 1st.
Yeah.
So get your tickets now, get them early, and check it out. So moving on, we have a couple different events. This is kind of going to shift focus, but we have something going on at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights, actually. This it's starting now, and it's going to be going on till the 3rd.
Did you go on Nuit Blanche?
No, I didn't. Did you?
I did.
How was it?
The Olympic or the Olympia one is gorgeous.
Oh, no. This is at the Canadian Museum for
Human
Rights. This
I'm going to.
No, this isn't at the WEG.
Teddy.
So this is more of...
Teddy, go home.
Well, once I explain it to you, you'll know... Yeah, this is totally a human rights thing. It's called XOXO, and it's an exhibit about love and forgiveness. So pretty much it talks about... And it's basically an exhibit that explores feelings... You know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be kind of scary at times. It's
scary.
Going to be sad, mad, happy. And it explores love and forgiveness kind of in human, interaction
that's actually so
in
cool.
society. So I think it could be really good. And I think it could be a really appropriate kind of a exhibit. It's going on till the 3rd. So that'd be something you could go to.
January 3rd.
Yeah. So it starts actually October 20th this week.
Honestly, I think I'd love that.
Yeah. It'd be a great thing over the holiday season or in the upcoming time. Maybe if you got a day off.
Yeah, I went over Christmas break for the first time last year.
Oh, yeah?
And I just so happened to go on the busiest day of the week. I mean, of the year. Somehow, they're like, oh, yeah, this is the busiest day of the year for most museums. I'm like, what? Great. No, but it was beautiful, just the normal installations that they have now. So I can't wait to see what they have in store for that one.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds really interesting.
So
and
cool.
They're hyping it up a lot. Like, you see the posters around, it's XOXO. And at first I thought it was some sort of art exhibit, but it's actually this kind of interactive exhibit about human emotions and feelings.
That's so cool. I have so many emotions and feelings.
I think we all do, you know? And I think that has to do with a lot of maybe human rights and the way that we treat each other, you know? And the more that we understand each other and understand where our behavior comes from, the more that we can start living together better. And that was a really bad sentence, but living together in harmony and understanding and being able to kind of understand where people are coming from, and that a lot of times negative behavior may be coming out of just negative feelings, that people are scared and they're mad, and that maybe that they should kind of turn it around and try to, diffuse the situation with love and happiness and some fun. Because in the end, that's what really is a universal language. I mean, everybody laughs and has fun together, and then it's all good. Right?
Everybody hurts.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of music, I have a song to play by the Dirty Catfish Brass Band. They did a cover of Taylor Swift's Shake It Off, and I'm going to play it because it's going to be real and fun.
Sweet. Thank you.
gonna shake it like that.
Sweet.
Isn't that sick?
Yeah, that was a wicked recording too. It was super clear.
I know, and it's a live recording too. Like they
shake it off, shake it off. So that was the Taylor Swift cover that they did, the Shake It Off cover.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Where was that actually at? Did it say?
It didn't say. They just do it in studio somewhere. So I think that was just in studio space somewhere that they had rented. But they do live shows around the city sometimes.
Sweet.
I think they're just kind of impromptu. This last one that I went past, they actually had posters and stuff up asking people to come. They've been a big part of the Fringe Festival, Jazz Festival, Festival of Voyageur, Folk Festival, Rainbow Trout, that kind of thing for like a long time. So they're like a well-established Winnipeg band. They rock.
Oh yeah, totally. And I mean, they have a good style of music for dancing and.
Oh yeah, totally.
I've never actually heard them play anything slow. Do they play?
I haven't heard
any slower jazz.
I haven't.
Or is it mostly uptempo kind of stuff?
It's like uptowny New Orleans brass jazz.
It definitely has that style to it. Where I couldn't imagine them playing like a slow bluesy jazz.
I'm sure they've done it, but it's not like, their thing. I don't think.
Probably might be something they might do by themselves, just in private between the instruments.
Just
musicians.
In private on their own.
Well, that's what all musicians do. We play different music for each other than we play for the rest of the world, right?
Like, totally, that makes sense.
It's more fun.
Exactly, and you can play around, and if you mess up, you mess up.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, you don't have to play stuff that everybody wants to hear. You can just, like, kind of play super long solos that go for 20 minutes that no one wants to hear.
People do.
No, not everybody. But that's really cool. And you got something else there?
I have a few other things. Yeah. I've got tons of things. I need to get myself together here. So, first of all, I'll talk about this one first. I went to the St. Norbert's Farmer's Market on Saturday. It was this last day. Outdoors, which I didn't know until we got there, and they're like, yep, today is the last day, but it was a beautiful fall day. It was so nice. I went there to pick up my silver birch prints, which I got for my friend and my sister. They're like the laser printed wood thing.
Oh, that looks awesome.
I told you about. It's of Winnipeg.
Yeah. It's like a laser cut map out of a piece of wood.
And it's like downtown Winnipeg. Yeah. It's incredible.
See the rivers and.
Exactly. Like we literally looked at it and pointed out, okay, that's where I used to live. That's where you used to live. And like you can, and it's made out of wood. And this one has color. So this one has like the river is blue. My sister's was this like.
There's
lovely washed
right
up.
There.
I know.
I can see it.
I can see it on your map. My sister's was this white one, and it was beautiful. So he does awesome work, and he's always at the St. Norbert's Farmer's Market. I'm not sure where he'll be selling his stuff from now on without the market being around, but he might be at their new bi-weekly market. You can do online stuff too, which is so cool. So this is the first year that they're doing this, is that they're taking St. Norbert's Farmer's Market and moving it inside to the Eagles Club, and it's bi-weekly now. So in the winter, it's a little bit less frequent, but there will be farmer's market stuff happening every 2 weeks in the same kind of area. So you can do, like I said before, like online ordering. So if you know a company, people who farm and you want to, you know, order something from them every 2 weeks, you can go online, do it, and you can just pick it up. It's fantastic, and it's really cool. They're I talked to multiple vendors about it, and they were so excited that this is happening that they can continue doing this. So yeah, check that out. It'll be awesome. It starts on the 7th.
Do they have? Did they say they have produce and things, or mostly just the?
I think
the
it's more products because I don't know how much produce people are able to make.
They have preserves on there, so I could.
They do.
I could see like maybe like. Nicely created preserves that
yeah,
I know
I'm
some
not
people
sure
are
what
for, like.
What it'll be like, but I mean, we just might have to go and check it out.
Totally, is it at the?
It's at the Eagles Club,
the
so it's
place?
It's directly across the street.
Okay.
And it's 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., so a little bit shorter again, right? But it says pre-order online to ensure you get the items you get, so you want. So yeah, they're all about that life. But that
very
ordering
cool.
online.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's very neat.
I know I saw that you had picked up your pumpkin there, so.
Yeah, I got a pumpkin.
Yeah, where are you going to put it? You have an apartment, so.
Literally, it's right there.
Oh, it's right there.
Like, it's so big in the windowsill.
Are you going to carve it?
We're going to carve it. We just haven't had any time. This week is crazy for me, so we will carve it, Evan and I.
Are you going to make pumpkin seeds?
Yeah, oh yeah, hells yeah.
I love those.
I do too.
So
maybe
good.
We'll do that tonight. I mean, it's pretty late.
You should. Then you
by
should bring me a bag of school tomorrow.
Just go tomorrow. We have something to munch on.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It
nicely
would be
roasted
good.
Pumpkin
Ooh.
Seeds with like seasoning salt on
now
them.
Now you're really making me want to do that.
And then I wouldn't even have to clean out a pumpkin to get those.
No, I'd do it all.
You know, that'd be so great.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, maybe I'll talk to you about that later.
Okay.
I might do that, right. But yeah.
And pumpkin pie? You can make pumpkin pie.
I don't really... I'm not much of a pumpkin pie person. The consistency is a little bit funny for me. You know what I mean? I made homemade pizza tonight, though, with stuff from DeLuca's, which is a local place. We could talk about that.
Sure.
Have you been to DeLuca's before?
Yeah, I have. I really like them.
You what? Somebody's doing some work outside.
Yeah,
what
it sounds like there's
sound.
A construction sound or something. I'm not
At
sure.
At 8 p.m. on a Monday night. Perfect. I love the way that sounds in my podcast.
Or potentially a ghost.
That wouldn't
know.
Be fine. It's Halloween. It's probably
it is.
We're going to ignore
it.
It kind of
sounds like a ghost noise a little bit in your apartment that is old, so... I have no idea what that is.
Sorry, everybody.
Yeah, I'm
Anyways,
sorry, guys.
DeLuca's.
Yeah.
DeLuca's is like a fine Italian store. You can buy the most amazing food there. My mom loves when she's making fancy pizzas. She likes to pick up their pizza dough, and they make it. I don't even know how they make it, but they make it 20 times better than we can make pizza dough. So I made it tonight, and yeah, it was incredible. I made a homemade pizza with just random toppings. Are we going to figure out what that sound is?
I'm not sure. I can't tell. It's probably coming out of your notes. I'm sorry, guys. I have my headphones on, so it's very hard for me to identify where it's actually coming from. Is it outside the house?
Yeah. Or... Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't think we
Anyways.
Can do anything about that. So.
Well, in the meantime, but... I'll play a Bruce Landry song. Is that okay?
Yeah, for sure.
Or maybe a Donovan Wood song.
Sure. Play them, because he was at this concert, too, and he jammed out with them as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we
haven't
heard from him before. Is he a Winnipeg guy?
I played his music before.
Oh, okay.
He's from Ontario.
He's from Ontario. Okay.
Yeah, I played his music before. This is his new single called Portland, Maine.
Sweet.
It's coming. There we go.
Thank you.
Joe's music has a lot of youth in there too.
Twangy kind of slide guitar sound it creates,
and like a lot of Bro's music also has that in there.
Very good.
Okay, what am I going to talk about next?
Yeah.
It's called Cinemental. It is a French movie film festival.
Oh, no way. Cool.
Yeah, it's happening. It happened
film
from
Francois.
Francois?
Sorry, that was really not good.
You suck. it happened already from the 16th to the 18th, but it's continuing from the 23rd to 25th at Silver City Safe Hotel.
Sweet.
And there's tons of films. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times 2, because it's all over the back. So there's 16 different films. So if you speak French, you should go. I mean, I don't speak French, but I probably will go anyways. There's some really cool ones on here, like even just the photos. Like this one's a children's one. A lot of these are like indie films, which I'm all about that life. And tickets are just $10.
They have an Asterix like animated Pixar-ish film.
Yeah.
The old Vikings, the Asterix, and what was his name? I can't remember.
I don't know.
That looked pretty fun, actually.
There's a winged hat. Like, what's his name from Hercules?
Yeah.
This one looks super sexy. This one is sponsored by Manitoba Hydro, but it looks very sexy. There's a lady in, like, it looks like she's not really wearing any clothes. Go see that one.
Well, I mean, they are French films. I mean,
this one looks really cool. Very indie film. Like, there's a lot of them that look really, really neat. So, Cinemental, Cinema Silver City, Saint Fatal. Check it out. It says, hurry up, time flies. Yeah, it'll be really fun.
Very cool. That's interesting that Cinema City started to kind of bring more artsy films and things into it.
No kidding.
I mean, that's kind of a divergence from what we've seen in the past, where it's mostly just like big budget 3D films.
No kidding.
To try to...
I mean, support local. Like, this is all... A lot of these are... I think these are all Canadian films. Like, they're from Quebec.
Totally.
Yeah. Really, really neat.
And especially, like, the way that the filmmaking industry is right now with all these, like, smaller companies coming up. And, you know, we have very, like, creative cities. So, I mean, you see it all the time. Like, right down the street from our school, there's a film set going on. Like,
there is.
Did you get harassed by the security when you were walking by?
No.
Probably not.
No, they didn't harass us. I actually saw some really cool, like, old cars. Like, some vintage cars out there. Bonnie. And, did I talk about how there's a movie in my house?
No.
Did you know that?
I think you might have said it in the past.
Yeah, there was a movie in my house, so I kind of know what that life
Christmas
is about.
Hill
it was
movie,
a Christmas
right?
movie. So, yeah, this is local stuff. A couple of years ago, I think it was 2011, there was Beethoven's Christmas Adventure came to Winnipeg.
Did you get to meet Beethoven?
Yes, there was two dogs that played Beethoven. One's name was Gaston, and the other's name I can't remember.
Gaston, like
Beauty and the Beast. Yeah.
No way.
And they painted their coats to look like Beethoven, like the one before, so they matched each other.
Okay.
The big one that played Gaston, that played all the like close-up shots of Beethoven, came to visit our house in Stonewall like a couple weeks before they started shooting, and they brought his trainer and stuff. This dog is huge, like so big, and unbelievably so. Like, she had like multiple towels. So there's a Winnipeg company that does a lot of like feature films. Like, I mean, this one was Talking Dogs, so it just went directly to DVD. Mm-hmm. But I mean, at the end of the credits, so if you're ever watching Beethoven's Christmas Adventure, which might be on Family Channel around this Christmas, so
yes.
Like keep your eyes and ears open. I make two cameos
in
the movie.
I'm watching for your house.
Literally, my house is in it, and I make two cameos.
You're in it too?
I'm in it, yeah, twice.
I'm totally gonna screenshot you. I'm gonna like put a GIF and be like, Teddy's moment in
Teddy's
the Christmas
Teddy's 15 0.5 seconds. Literally, I'm in there for like a second twice. And totally. I spent hours and hours on those film sets. It just took so long. But it was okay. I got paid really well. So, very and at the cool. end, in the credits, they say thank you to the Gilmartin family at the end. So
sweet. Well, I know yeah. that we got that thing going on. And I was out shooting some photos for our class this last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I had my camera on the tripod running around. So the security was pretty interested in me. You know, they thought I was a little paparazzi or something, you know. So
taking pics.
You know, I had to explain to more than one security person. I'm like, no. Like, I can go to school down the street. I'm just taking some shots.
Taking pictures.
College
I'm not trying to.
Like, I'm not trying to get whatever celebrities out there running around in
jammies. I haven't heard any celebrities.
Like
in this movie,
hey,
I'm not
you
sure.
Know? I mean,
I'm not sure. Well, I meant at
they
when
wouldn't
movie...
announce it necessarily.
No,
right?
That's true. They would probably hear of it. And the movie that was in my house, Kyle Massey was in it. So Corey in the House, That's So Raven, Guy, Kim something, who was the Sweet Life of Zack and Cody mom. There was like some like big like Family Channel names. Oh, Monroe Chambers, who was in Degrassi.
Cool.
Did you ever watch Degrassi?
Yeah.
I met him. And,
which one? The first one or the second one?
The second one, like the newer one.
Okay.
Yeah, he,
not the one with Drake in it.
No, my God, though, that's the
my
dream.
Generation.
Oh my God, we should listen to a Drake song. That's Canadian. That counts.
Well, no. We got a few things in there we can listen to Drake.
Yeah, I know, but I really want to listen
sure,
to Drake.
Sure, well, let's listen to Drake. You pull
right
it
now?
Up. Yeah.
Oh my God,
I'll
I was
talk
just
about,
kidding.
Another couple events.
Okay.
We got the,
oh my God, I'm so excited.
So, we have a couple comedians coming to town, which I'm kind of excited about. There is Rob. I think it's Pure, at Rumors on October the 20th to the 31st.
Ooh, a comedian.
Yeah, and he's been named like one of Canada's bright comedic voices, and he was actually a regular on MTV's Punk'd, that show with
ooh.
Ashton Kutcher on it.
Yeah.
So he actually has kind of a recognizable face for people who've watched a lot of that show, or even just like MTV, because he was part of a lot of the gags that Ashton would pull on the celebrities, because he was a really good pitch man.
Hmm.
And he also had his own one-hour special on the Comedy Network, part of the Just for Laughs out in Montreal and things. So, I mean, he's the real deal. He's
real
actually
deal.
Here for quite a while, the 20th to the 31st at Rumors. So check him out if you're looking for a few laughs to be had. We have Bo Burnham. He's got the Make Comedy, or the Make Happy Tour, I'm sorry.
Make
and
Happy?
And he's a comedic kind of singer-songwriter. So he does like a stage show with his instruments and things like that. And it's going on at the Pantages Playhouse on the 22nd.
Oh, Pantages is a cool place.
Yeah, and
oh,
I mean, he's been around for a while as well, and he's got a really nice kind of style to him. He does kind of a social commentary about society, the performing arts, and just like humanity in general, but through kind of, you know, like the guitar and his voice, you know, like, and you know, the various ways that he makes music and stuff, so... I mean, it's a good time, and I've always enjoyed seeing somebody who's both funny and smart, you know?
Yeah.
That's a nice combination, because they really make you think, but the best way to make you think is to make you laugh, because
mm-hmm.
sometimes thinking can hurt, you know? Like,
thinking can hurt.
Well, it can. I mean, when you're talking about really hard issues in society, sometimes
sometimes
allowing people to
but
laugh.
But you're saying that, like, the act of thinking hurts
no,
you?
No,
like, you should go to the doctor.
Well, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Something's going on in my head here. I don't
oh
know. It's just like blah, 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 blah.
Thinking?
They're thoughts, Ricky. You're thinking, buddy. So let's listen to this.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
What
oh
you
my
got
God.
Here? You got...
I have Hotline Bling.
Hotline Bling.
Oh
all
my
right.
God. Are we serious? I love this. I'm
okay.
so happy.
So we got Drake, for any of the listeners who don't know about Drake. We just talked about Degrassi. So he was on that television show
yep.
in the wheelchair.
Because he got shot.
Yeah.
He got shot. Oh my God. There's a big ringtone about this, by the way. It's brand new from this
yeah.
song, because it's a Hotline song. It's really fun.
You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone.
This is so groovy.
Hotline Bling.
I know when that hotline bling.
This is so funny.
You need one thing. I know when the hotline bling.
What happened to Drake? I mean,
what
he has a lot of songs that are kind of heartbreak-ish, you know?
Oh,
like,
he is so angry.
Yes.
Have you heard his Worst Behavior song?
Well, we're not going to play that one.
No. Of course not, but I'm just saying, like, that
yeah.
is the most aggressive of his songs.
Yeah. You know? But I definitely say he has kind of created a situation that has brought the spotlight back onto Canadian music and culture.
Totally.
And especially brought, like, Toronto into the spotlight in the world stage. I mean, I was talking to Johnny a few weeks ago about it, and he lives in Toronto, and I was explaining to him, I'm like, you know, because of, you know, these songs talking about the area code, you know, the, what are 216 or 316?
I'm not sure.
I don't know, but it's in all his songs. You know, he really glamorizes the Toronto lifestyle, and it kind of is really
making people, like, yeah,
you know?
Making it be appealing to people.
Yeah, you know, it makes people really think about it, you know, and, I don't know, I think it's really cool to be seeing that, and I never really thought that it could come from somebody like Drake, you know, you watched him on the television show back in the day, and...
Well, he worked so hard to get out of that image.
I guess that's a testament, right? Like, it is about hard work. I mean,
yeah.
He's been in the creative profession for so many years, and he's now kind of allowed to do what he maybe wants, you know?
Yeah,
he doesn't
totally.
Have to do what everybody's telling him to do. Now it's just like it's on him.
So. And he's such a babe, so...
Okay.
Oh my god, he is so yummy.
Yeah.
Okay, next week, can we listen to Justin Bieber then? If we're going, like, if we're going into that kind of zone?
No,
please,
no.
I love Justin Bieber.
Well, let's go back to a couple events that are going on locally, and maybe we can listen to a couple of their bands. So
I have a few more things. We don't have much time.
Okay,
so
well, what do you got?
Okay, no, well, are you going to go first?
Okay, well, I'll go
okay.
first. At the West End, we have an evening with Don Ross. That's on October 22nd. I've seen him maybe 3 times now, and he is an amazing guitarist. He taught Andy McKee how to play fingerstyle. He does this super intricate mix of tapping and fan fret style playing guitar, and he's just a monster, pretty much. I mean, every time I go see him, I'm pretty blown away, and it's one of those guys you can really just, like, sit there, watch him play an acoustic guitar for an hour and a half, and you're like, wow, he plays it entirely uniquely, compared to anybody else, like no one else, and he's a master of his craft.
Cool.
So he's
when is
going
that?
On
22nd?
The 22nd at the West
cool.
End. So
cool. That's soon.
I've seen him a few times, and every time has been a great show. He's got a lovely wife, Brooke Miller. I'm not sure if she'll be there, but she has she's a great songwriter and has a very haunting voice. And is a great guitarist in her own right.
Cool.
And they also have celebrating the Day of the Dead at the West End Cultural Center on the 23rd and the 24th, which is kind of like a whole celebration of the Day of the Dead Festival down in Mexico.
That's cool.
It's put on by the Mexican Association, which I believe is the Mexican-Canadian Association. So you can have a whole bunch of performances, costumes. Obviously, there'll be... people dressed up as the Day of the Dead characters.
And it's more of a Mexican thing, right? Day of the Dead?
Yeah, but I mean, it does coincide with Halloween and things like that.
Oh,
I'm not sure about the association, but it does. It's kind of the day where the dead come back. So I think down there, it's their association with Halloween. So
cool.
It just has more of a religious feel to it.
Yeah.
And finally, I just want to mention it. They have Xavier Redd coming up at the Burton Cummings Theater on the 31st.
Cool.
And I'll play some songs they have next time because he's a great artist out of Australia as well.
Out
he's
of Australia.
Jack Johnson, Ben Harper, and all those guys.
Ooh, I like those guys.
And he plays a style very similar to them. Very, you know, laid back, mellow, acoustic, a lot of rhythmic guitar, but also, you know, some upbeat kind of dance band things. And the last time I saw him, he had a full band with him, so it was more of a kind of upbeat, dancey show.
Cool.
So it'll be a good time. I would... wear very few clothing for that because it's going to be probably a moving and shaking kind of show. I know I was getting out of there sweating like buckets last time, and it was in the middle of winter. They had to open the doors in the BERT, and there was just steam coming out. So that's the 31st on Halloween night. So go check out Xavier Rudd. If you haven't got tickets, get them soon and get them early.
Whoa, you're downstairs neighbors.
Yeah.
Don't
so what do you got? What do you got there?
Okay, so I talked about it last time, but... what is it called now? The air plants. The name isn't on here. Verde.
Mm.
Plant design. Sorry, it's a hard word to say. So I talked about how she was having an event. It's at the WAG studio. It's happening tomorrow. It's sold out, which is so exciting. And the reason why I bring it up is because for Broadcast J class, we have to go out and interview people.
Mm.
And since her pop-up shop just opened, I went and I interviewed her, and she was fantastic. She's so nice, and she was all about promoting her.
That was her pop-up shop.
Sorry?
How was the shop?
It was awesome. Yeah? Well, I have their stuff. We talked about that last week. I have her one of her plants and one of her rocks, and she was just so willing to help me out, and I made a little video that's part of our Broadcast J assignment, so I made that, but I made my own kind of little like music video, and I posted it on Instagram, and she got back to me, and she's like, I love this video. I want to repost it and put it on her website. So if you go on to her website, and there's a video there, I made it.
Cool.
It was pretty neat. It was pretty cool to connect with her. There's also a fine writing night. And it's like, it says, who knew fine writing could be so bad? Mm. It's Thursday, October 29th from 5 to 9 p.m. But it doesn't say where it is.
Well, it's put on by Unluggage in the Exchange District. So I would assume you could maybe go to their shop and ask them.
Yeah, I don't see where it is, but it looks so cool. It says they have a special collector pin guy who is coming. They have Scotch wine and discounts on both of those. And there'll be scripting, illustrating techniques. So these people called 26 Projects or some kind of creative are coming and showing off their scripting and illustrating techniques, and they're using pens like it's a pen night.
Cool. Well, I mean, judging by the flyer, I'm gonna say that it probably is at UN Luggage, and it's brought to you by LMA and Glenfiddich Scotch and Banville and Jones Wine Company.
It looks like a fancy evening where you go look at fancy pens,
yeah, and also learn about writing and potentially
illustrating.
Yeah,
isn't that cool?
Some of the techniques and things. That's really cool.
So Thursday, 29th, 5 p.m. Even if it's a total bust, you never know. Just go check it out.
No, I think it could be a really good event for anybody who
pens.
Loves
writing.
About, I think it's more about writing than anything
I know,
else.
But pens.
Yeah.
Mallorfest is on right now with the WSO. So there's lots of different people, different groups involved. So there are the Winnipeg Philharmonic Choir is performing at the Westminster Church on October 25th at 3 p.m. And that's just one of the many things. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 things going on. So go to the WSO.ca/Mallorfest. Passes for students are only $49, and you can see all this really beautiful music.
I don't want to say it, but I believe it's pronounced Mailer. So it's Mailer.
Mailer?
Yeah.
No, you should say that. I don't know how it is.
No, it's okay. He's a famous composer.
Oh, I should know that.
Yeah, so that's why he's probably associated. So it's probably going to be a whole series of, I can't remember his first name, but Mr. Mailer's compositions and like his orchestral pieces.
Yeah, so a bunch
like
of different groups putting on his stuff.
When is that again? I don't remember.
No, it's okay. 23rd to 31st.
Okay, so got a little bit of time. And it's at the WSO, eh?
They're all at different places. So okay. This is at Westminster, this is Centennial Concert Hall, Cinematique, Winnipeg Art Gallery. It's all over the city.
Okay, so just check out the website. Yeah. Sweet.
Have it.
What else has the WSO got going on here?
This is about their sound check program. So it's basically all the things at the WSO. Actually, Jen is doing this in our school.
Mm.
It's only $85 or $9.50 a month as a student to go see everything. And it says there's great seats, there's special member events, there's perks throughout the season. Yeah, you can only, like, less than $100 and you can go see everything that they have on.
Very cool.
Which is really awesome. And they have a really cool Christmas one, Home Alone Christmas, where they're playing the Home Alone music to
the movie. Home Alone
music. Isn't that sick? Yeah, it's awesome. So, like, it's way cheaper. Like, I don't know how much they are, but Jen was saying, like, at least a couple $100 discount.
Oh, totally. Like, I can imagine seeing all those different concerts would definitely run you a few $100.
Yeah, exactly. And it's for students, and we're all students here. Yeah. Well, not all. Yeah.
Well, we're students, so, you know, in our world,
you must be
a student. So.
There's a solo art show, David Orto, October 17th to January 2016. So it's going on for a long time. It's at Capitol Bar and Grill, so I guess it's and something that'll be displayed there for a long time. And they had a reception on the 17th, but it's still there, so go check it out. It's arts that he has created, and he's a local guy. And it's, so if you're just going to Capitol for on Roblin, it's like a joint. You can go and get some burgers and stuff. Just go check out his art there.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Very cool.
That's what I have.
Well, I know, I'm not sure if you mentioned it, there was another ad that you had for a play that's coming up. It's called The Man Who Shot
Oh, yes.
Liberty
Where's that
Balance.
Now? Yes, yes, yes.
And I was
Liberty Wallace? Valance?
Valance, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, and tickets start at $26, and it's going on from the 13th all the way to the 7th next year. And it's gotten...
No, rave. It's November.
Oh, I'm sorry. The 7th next month. Next month. Not next year.
Whoa.
Sorry, and it's put on at the Manitoba Theatre Center.
MTC is an awesome place, too.
Yeah.
I used to get tickets for, like, birthdays and stuff as my family, because I'm a big theater buff, so...
Yeah, and it's kind of a Western show.
It
so
is.
It's, like, kind of the story of...
Oh, it says five stars or four stars? Four stars.
Yeah.
Superb, a genuinely gripping drama.
I haven't heard what the plot is. It was...
Subscribe now.
So it's basically this gunslinger who's been rescued and nursed back to health, and he tries to bring, you know, law back to a lawless town. I mean, I'm sure it's a pretty standard kind of westerny
but on stage
thing. But I couldn't imagine seeing a live western gunfight, you know, with the powder and stuff going
they
on
must,
potentially.
Yeah,
so
totally.
That could be a really cool thing at the. It's actually the John Hirsch main stage, so I'm not sure. I believe
it's on Market Avenue.
Yeah, it's the same one at the MTC Center, but I think that's what the official name is.
Yeah.
So they got that going on. And there was one other thing I wanted to mention. It's the Fubi Daiko 20th anniversary concert.
Fubi Daiko?
Yeah, so you probably haven't heard of it, but it's it was really popular when I was growing up, and it was kind of this cultural thing, because there's a period in time when everybody was really focused on Japanese culture and things like that.
Hmm.
It was almost a period of rebuilding. You know, they wanted to kind of rebuild the Western ties and things. But anyway, so it's the style of Japanese drumming where you probably have seen on stage where it's this whole line of very physical drummers who are, you know, they got two sticks in one hand and they're doing almost like acrobatics and running around smashing it all in.
My mom has always wanted to do that.
Yeah.
Their forearms are so ripped. I mean, they're arms.
So it's kind of like this combination of athleticism and almost I think there's a martial art aspect to it where they have like training in that. And then, you know, they do this, you know, choreographed musical show. So that's going on at the Gas Station Theater, actually, from the 21st
also another very
to
cool
23rd.
Venue. Very close to where we are right now.
Yeah, and they're going on at 7:30 every night that week. So it's the 20th anniversary concert, so I can imagine that they're going to have their A game on. And
they got their A game.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen them. They usually practice down the street from me at the university outside of Kings Park. And about 7 a.m. you can drive down there, and they have all the cones set up, and they're all like practicing their drums on the side of the road, because
cool.
I guess it's such a loud physical thing that they can't really do it in anyone's home or a building, because they'll just make so much noise.
So they do it outside?
So they do it outside.
Oh my god, that's
sweet.
So
that's really cool. That's a pretty cool thing. And of course, we have a few Halloween events that are coming up that people should check out for the day. They have the Rocky Horror.
Talked about that a few times.
Yeah, we talked about that a few times, but I wanted to mention it again because now it's actually going to be starting, and that's on October 22nd to the 31st at the Park Theater. So dress up in your best Dr. Frankenfurter and go check that out. You know what I'm saying? And I'd like to end maybe on a Don Ross song. So do you think we could find one on the YouTube?
A Don Ross, yeah.
Yeah, look up Don Ross because I like his songs. And he's coming up at the Park Theater this week. You can listen to the Crazy Gnarls Barkley cover. That one's a pretty nice one.
Okay.
So this is just him playing the cover of
Oops, should we start it?
No, go for it.
Okay.
It's Crazy by Gnarls Barkley, and you'll hear it, and it's just his guitar and him.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah, so there's one guy playing right now.
How is he doing this?
Wizard.
Get in the room with him and listen to his
not even
music.
I wouldn't even do it. I would just be like, teach me.
Just wait, be around me.
Give me all your secrets. but I would just want to jam with him.
Ugh, I love this song too. Holy moly!
Yeah, so he's kind of a monster on guitar. So I would advise anybody who really loves the acoustic, go check him out. And he will play that song live. And I've seen it live, and it's even better.
Where is that again?
So that's at the West End Cultural Center this week. On the 22nd, actually. Oh. So, and if you're interested in his kind of music, you could check him out. He records for this recording label called Candy Rat Records. So they're candyrat.com. And they have a whole bunch of really interesting acoustic, and I think it's a label out of the California area. So, I mean, they have a lot of really diverse acts. So, check them out. And check out Dawn at the West End this week coming up.
Cool.
So, I think that's all the time
we
have. So, I want to thank everybody for joining us at 204-401 here for another week. And tune in next time.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks. I'm Jeff Schultz, and
I'm Teddy Jen. Get my time.
Till next week, guys. Take care.
Bye.